How does it feel being the most recognized man in Provo right now after going viral on Saturday night?
It feels good. I mean, I wouldn't have done it without Zay and Jack and the entire defense leading the way for me. So it's felt good. It was a crazy play, but on to the next one.
I was going to say, you want to move on to Baylor, but how many times have people brought up the punt return?
I mean, it's been posted on every single account. I've scrolled on Instagram. It's on every account that I follow. So it's been crazy to see it, but hopefully I can do it again against Baylor, but not drop it.
I think you said with the BYU TV after the game, 100 and something.
Yeah. Yeah. I had like 120 text messages. My Instagram was blowing up. It was crazy.
What is the deal with, you feel comfortable catching, fielding punts? It seems like at Wyoming there were a couple of adventures as well. Or is that just the lighting, or what's been the deal?
Yeah, no, I just misread that one. That punter was super sporadic, so we didn't know really where to line up. We just had a general idea, and I saw it wobble, so I ran up on it because it's not going to carry as far. And as I was running up, I'm like, oh, that's actually carrying. So I took it over the shoulder. But Wyoming, same thing. I just misjudged it, didn't want to touch it, have anything bad happen. So, but I feel totally comfortable back there.
Do you think the general public realizes how hard it is to catch a punt?
No, nobody does. Like none of the players do unless they're back there. It's the hardest job, I think. I mean, that's what Fess and A-Rod tell me. It's the hardest job with the lights and people running down. So, but it's fun. It's fun, too.
One year when Bronco was here, they did the jugs gun and they had all us media guys, and not one of us could catch one.
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's definitely hard.
Yeah. So how do you feel about just how the receiving group is coming along, and especially your role in it this year?
Yeah, I mean, our room is stacked. Everybody can play, everybody can ball, everybody makes plays. I feel good where I'm at. I like what we're doing in the offense. We're rolling, we're winning, and we just got to keep what we're doing up for the rest of the season.
Parker, how have you been handling the sports scientists guys have asked you guys to wake up early? How's the early wake-up calls
been? It sucks, actually. It sucks. I mean, I've set my alarm at 6:30. I wake up, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And I probably lay in bed for another 20, 30 minutes, and then I get up. But it's been hard, but it's not too bad going to bed, because we go to bed early. I go to bed at like 10:30 every night anyway, so going to bed an hour earlier is not too bad.
You guys don't feel like the early kick times going to play any sort of role in this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's this stigma with it, but I don't – just playing football like you were a kid, waking up, going, playing, and having the rest of the day to watch college football. So
I think that Baylor win in 2022, you were part of the program. I think it was a great season. Mm-hmm. What do you remember of that last meeting between Baylor and Baylor?
It was crazy. I mean, obviously I wasn't playing, but I was on the sidelines watching, and it was a – super tight game, came down the wire. What was it, double overtime? Yeah, it was awesome. The fans were awesome as always, but it's gonna be a complete different game this time around.
How exciting is it after that win last week to be in the thick of this Big 12 race and have everything in front of you going forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Everyone's now trying to hop on our train. I mean, at the start of the year, everyone predicted us to win 4 games, and that's where we're at. And now they're like, oh crap, maybe they're actually something. I mean, we're not surprised. We knew this was going to happen from the moment we started in the winter. And it's just a testament to what the coaches, the training staff, the strength staff has done for us this offseason. Now we just got to keep it rolling.
What's the biggest challenge of playing in the Big 12 on the road? Is it just the extra travel, or are there other things? I mean, you guys obviously have a pretty good home field environment here. So
yeah.
Do you feel that from other schools too? Or?
I mean, yeah, everyone has their home field advantages. I think we just – last year just didn't know what to expect. We first year road game Big 12, but we know what to expect this year, and it's a completely different team this year. We're way closer than we ever were last year, and it's just a whole different experience this year.
You feel a lot of the same things from last year, just syncing up a lot better for continuity.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, we love each other like brothers. I mean, there's no heads butting. Like it's the closest team I've been a part of in the 3 years that I've been here. So